Welcome back to Booklicious, the podcast where we explore the books shaping today's biggest conversations. I'm your host, and in this episode, we're diving into a fascinating new release, Abundance by Ezra Klein and Derek Thompson. Now, this isn't your typical political commentary or policy manual. It's a bold, hopeful argument about how America can learn to build again, not just talk about problems, but actually fix them. So grab a coffee, settle in, and let's unpack what makes Abundance one of the most talked about nonfiction books of 2025. Let's start with what Abundance is all about. Ezra Klein, you might know him from the New York Times and The Ezra Klein Show, teams up with Derek Thompson from The Atlantic. Together, they ask a big question. Why can't America, with all its wealth and talent, seem to build anything big anymore? From housing shortages to delayed infrastructure projects and endless red tape, the authors argue that the U.S. has become a society stuck in scarcity thinking. They say that while progressives have focused for decades on limiting harm, they've often forgotten how to create, how to deliver projects that make people's lives better at scale. That's where their central idea comes in, what they call the Abundance Agenda. Imagine a government that could actually build high-speed rail without decades of delays, one that could solve the housing crisis instead of just studying it. That's the vision Klein and Thompson are pushing for. They're not saying let's deregulate everything. Instead, they argue for smart regulation, rules that protect people but still let society move forward. They walk us through examples, from California's famously stalled high-speed rail to clean energy projects that take years just to get a permit. Each story paints the same picture. Bureaucracy has become so tangled that it's strangling progress. The book suggests that the American left needs a new mindset, one focused not only on preventing harm, but on producing good. It's about outcomes, not just processes. Building, not just managing. Even though it's nonfiction, Abundance reads almost like a story in three acts. Act one diagnoses the problem, the culture of scarcity. Klein and Thompson point out how excessive caution, local veto power, and decades of rulemaking have created gridlock. Act two traces where this all came from, the regulatory and environmental movements that started with good intentions, but grew into a system of paralysis. And Act 3 is where they propose their solutions, the Abundance Agenda. It's a roadmap for how America could once again build big things, from greener cities to faster innovation. Now, let's talk about how this book has landed with readers and reviewers. Most critics agree on one thing. Abundance is clear, ambitious, and timely. The Guardian called it a sharp critique of liberalism that prioritizes process over progress. The New Yorker praised its fairness, noting that Klein and Thompson don't dismiss environmentalism or regulation. They just ask, what happens when those values stop delivering results? Many readers have found it refreshing, especially in a moment when American politics feels stuck. The authors managed to make infrastructure and public policy engaging, even urgent. But not everyone's convinced. Some reviewers, including Foreign Policy, argue that Abundance is too idealistic, that it paints a utopian picture without grappling with the messy trade-offs. Others, like Jacobin, think the authors focus too much on technical fixes and not enough on deeper structural issues like inequality and corporate power. So while the book has sparked admiration, it's also started a fiery debate. Let's be honest, the book's greatest strength is its optimism. Klein and Thompson don't just criticize, they imagine. They remind us that government can be a force for creation, not just control. It's a call to rethink what progress means, not in theory, but in action. But that optimism can sometimes feel a little too clean. They don't always explain how to balance faster building with environmental protections or local democracy. It's easy to say streamline the process, but when it comes to real policies, who decides what to cut and what to keep? That's where Abundance sometimes leaves readers wanting more. For me, abundance stands out because it's more than a policy book. It's a mindset shift. It challenges both conservatives and progressives to stop thinking in terms of limits and start thinking in terms of possibilities. It's not about big government or small government. It's about effective government. If you're someone who's frustrated by how slowly things seem to get done, from climate action to housing reform, abundance will resonate with you. Sure, it doesn't have every answer, but it's asking the right questions, and that in today's political climate is half the battle. So, is abundance worth reading? Absolutely. Even if you disagree with some of its arguments, it's a smart, hopeful book that sparks necessary conversation. It's part warning, part inspiration, reminding us that the future won't build itself. We have to choose abundance over scarcity, action over hesitation. Ezra Klein and Derek Thompson are telling America to get back to doing big things. And whether you agree or not, you'll finish the book thinking about how to make that happen. That's all for today's episode of Booklicious. If you enjoyed this discussion, be sure to follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Until then, signing off, this has been Booklicious, where every page brings a new perspective.